Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You a good gay girlfriend, you don't know what bitch mean. That's like when that fire, when something just listen. Okay, so this is the official half daughter half son listening party. I haven't heard any of these tracks beyond like the little previews that Vivid was putting out on her page and everything. I wanted to listen with y'all. I wanted to get hip. Actually, to be quite accurate, I'm not getting hip. I've known Vivid for a while. But I wanted to get hip to this mixtape with you all. It's the one Mike Stan with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. You just heard a stamp from Vivid. It's one of the tracks off the Half Daughter, Half Son mixtape that just dropped Go and get that immediately. Then take the link and send it to someone else. If you're going to waste your time and not do it now, we have a whole hour to discuss why you should. But before we get into that, I've got to thank the sponsors who allow me to do what it is I do every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. We're sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, lesbian dating for elite lesbians. Check them out at www.eveforeve.com or eveforeveonline.com. Find your Eve immediately. It's not a Tinder sort of situation, I'm just saying. We're also sponsored by the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 social club for LGBTQI professionals and people of purpose. If you want to be down with LPP, hit them up for an application, lifestylepowerplayers@gmail.com, and they will get with you. I'm still hosting Badass Bingo. Badass Bingo is not your granny's bingo. If you are interested in having Badass Bingo at your venue, at your place of employment, where your corporation is, hit up the party pack, partypackdc@gmail.com or badassbingo@gmail.com. Also, just wanted to send love, give the holiday spirit. The Future Foundation is scheduled to have a Kwanzaa kickback. More details are to come as they are finalized, but you may want to save the date, December the 26th, 6 o'clock p.m. It's going to be the dopest lituation, and all of the proceeds are going to go to the Future Foundation, a nonprofit based in Ward 8, doing amazing things with future adults between the ages of 13 and 21. So you can check them out at www.thefuturedc.org. If you'd like for us to advertise your event, advertise your business, pump up your brand to the 192 countries that check out the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, please hit us up. We are a Stand Omni Media production, and that is our final sponsor, Stand Omni Media. Make sure that they are uplifting the voices of cultures that are most often silenced. Figure out where you stand at www.wheredoyoustand.com. U is the letter, not the whole word. So let's be right about it. Also, we just want to take a moment and give a small business shout out, because we do that for small businesses that we like and love. The Den. 1231 Good Hope Road, Southeast Washington, D.C., with Indiana Costia Arts Center, is owned by Miriam Foy. We really, really, really just want to encourage you all to check out the Dinner Reading Room and Artist Exchange. Give love to the different retailers throughout the space, because we want to keep the space open. So many times we talk about how we wish there were more Black-owned businesses. So many times we talk about how we want to have a quality customer service experience. You can have all of that right on Good Hope Road at the Den, if we can keep it open. So I just want to challenge you all, check out at HBC in the Den and see what she has going on, because she's an awesome person. We're going to get into another Vivid track, and then I think it would be appropriate to meet the artist herself. How about we slow it up a little bit with SSF?
Jack 1, 2, 3. Jack 1, 2, 3. She wanna smoke and sip and fuck. We gon' get high.
Time. I got no time to waste. Loving everything about you, even how you beat your face. I'ma beat that pussy up, I'ma make you pay. Fuck you, break the headboard, I know the neighbors know my name. You a freak, I already know. Drop them Vickies with my mouth, girl, they gotta go. I'm loving the way that you ride it. Boo, don't tap out, be a stallion. Hey, go back from girl, you got it. Oh, legs up in the air, fucking her soul, and I know it ain't fair. She know I'm the realest, I'm making it clear that I'm no rookie of the year. Pack on 100, I'm keeping you high. Hey, I'm just, you can reach for the sky. The pussy so wet, I could take me a dive. The fuck in my cup, it be straight as a line. We smoke, sipping Netflix. She already know who the best is. I'm only here for the night.
Please don't waste my
time. She wanna smoke and sip and fuck. We gon' get high.
For me to reload so that she can explode. Popping that pussy like a nigga, pop him in his mouth because he got halitosis. You gotta see her emotion. Pussy as deep as a notion. Guess be as green as a hosey. You know me. I get it popping like dirty spray, me and my homies. She say that she loves me. She said that there's no one above me. She said that there's nothing more better than a baby stick. I could pussy and money. You know I'ma beat it up. Roll up some J's like a Timmy Tuck. Her body look like a million bucks. Pussy would definitely get stuck. Since you wanna step, I'ma get you high and get you drunk and fuck you to death. I'ma have your body quivering and coming on your self. Roll over this fucker, Jay, smoke it by myself.
She wanna smoke and sip and fuck. We gon' get high. She wanna smoke and sip and fuck. We gon' get high.
And we're back on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Vivid, how are you this evening, love?
I'm good, and you? How you doing today?
Listen, I'm maintaining. I'm trying to smoke and sip and, you know, like, not with
look,
you,
I'm
but I'm
now,
just saying. Okay, you can't be out here setting the mood like that. But we gotta start from the beginning. Half daughter, half son, like the title. What was the inspiration behind that?
So, it was just kind of to, you know, tell every, you know, kind of explain to everybody that that's who I am. Like, I was born a female. I was born, you know, a girl, you know. But how I dress, you know, the lifestyle I live and so forth and so on is more so, like, you know, dominant, like a male. So my dad and my mom always said, well, my dad anyway, said I was the son he never had. Rest in peace to him. But so that's how I came up with the half daughter, half son title.
Definitely. Many condolences for your father. My dad's birthday is coming up this month, and he's been gone over 20 years. So it never, I can totally relate to, you know, that street life. It'll do it every time. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With that being said, I really want the first track we played was Stamp. And I had to lead with that joint because I'm from here and it's just, we're heard in 192 countries. And you kind of explained it in the intro, but like, can you give folks more of a background on Stamp and like why it really could be the DC anthem. Like it could be the next fucking anthem. Easy.
Right. So in our city, in DC, Stamp pretty much means, you know what I'm saying, after this stamp is certified, it is what it is. Like, it's real. It's true. It can't nothing else be said about it. It's the real deal. So, you know, a lot of people be like, you know, in our city be like, man, I'm telling you, I'm about to get this money. That's Stamp. I ain't playing with him out here. I'm about to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like our D.C. slang, our little lingo.
Definitely. So what do you think it's been like as a female artist trying to be Stamp coming from our city? Do you feel like, you know, you're looked at like, oh, you got to give us that Wale shit? Or that, you know, folks only know D.C. for go-go? Like, what is it like trying to get Vivid Stamp all day long?
So I'm kind of glad you asked this question. So for those that don't know, I love my city to death. But my city is crabs in the barrel. Like, it is the hardest thing to get on in D.C., which is why most artists leave the city and go elsewhere. You know, people make a big deal about artists not coming back to give back. But at the end of the day, when you think about it, for what? I couldn't even get y'all to have my back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get y'all to push for me. I couldn't get y'all to root for me. I couldn't even get y'all to click a link on Instagram and write my name on something unless I'm giving away something free or it's something for you to get in return. You know, so it's been the toughest thing, you know, out here in the city to kind of, you know, get on and do my thing and have my city behind me. I'm not saying that I don't have anyone behind me or it's not a couple of people that really fuck with me, because it is. But as far as a whole, like, ain't nobody out here really trying. You know how I go. I'm quite sure you done been through it too, some way, form, or fashion.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. I want, in that same token, though, you were saying that in the city, like, it's a crabs in a barrel mentality. Can you shed some light? Like, some folks may just become introduced to you today, but how long have you been doing this?
So,
you know, folks be like, I made this one beat on GarageBand, and I'm about to, like, blow up. Can you get these niggas some context that don't know?
Excuse me. So, yeah, I've been at this shit since I was 16. Like, at first, it was a hobby for me. It was just something else I knew how to do, like everything else I know how to do. So, probably, I'm going to say, like, 2-3 years ago, I kind of really started taking it serious. I started doing, like, open mic shows, and people started digging my music, which kind of built my confidence, because I never really thought I was good. I just thought it was just something else that I knew how to do. So I didn't take it serious at first. I just did it because I could. But now, you know, I forgot what you asked me for real. You want to say it one more time?
I asked you how long had you been at this? And you
okay,
were saying,
yeah, since I was 16, but I kind of started taking it serious over the past 2-3 years. So I'm starting to get a nice buzz, and I noticed that as long as I'm consistent with it, you know, I'm starting to draw more people into my music. But I've been at it for like 20 years. That's a long time, a long time. But in reality, like, lesbians and transgender and gays, they are just starting to be heard, like, worldwide, nationwide, musically. You know, like, it's a process. It's like we got to sneak in.
So do you think that your masculine presentation, because we've already talked about, you know, the half-daughter, half-son element to you, do you think that has helped or hindered, you know, this breaking through in this industry?
To be honest with you, I think it has hindered because I just wasn't willing to change anything about myself to please anybody else, because that meant that I wouldn't have been happy. So, you know, it's a new day and time now. Like, gay shit everywhere, you know. So it's kind of a little more acceptable now. People feel a little more comfortable with it, you know, like, it's like now they don't even care. All they want to hear is bars. If you got bars, and they try and listen, you know what I'm saying? But it also goes like with the generation, you know. So I had to learn to keep my music up to date with the generation, what they want to hear. Like I could be a hip hop head all day, but these youngers ain't trying to hear that shit.
Definitely. So I wanted to ask you, there's a difference. Some folks can't add, so we got to help them out. You've been doing it since you were 16, 20 years. 20 plus 16 is 36. You're not no spring chicken. Yeah. Man, we were talking about, you know, being gay being something that everyone's saying now. We'll just get it out the way. Everybody's on Young M.A.'s balls. Me too. Hey, girl, she like the little cousin. Like, if you've been gay a long time, we all know a Young M.A. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
she like the little dom that be like,
so,
oh, visit. Like, can I ride
to
the corner store and get some roll up? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like walking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But could rap like shit in the car on the way. Like, just, yeah, I ain't on some, I want to marry you. I'm just on some, I like how you rap. And you remind me of every little young dom that's ever ridden in my car, ever. Because I ain't want to walk. Just fact. What are your thoughts of her as far as, like, her lyricism, you know? You know,
I think she dope as shit. I think she got bars for days, and I think that's the best part. Like, she got it, and they can't deny her with that. But this is my thing. She got the whole New York behind her, though. That's what I mean when I say this city is not where to be at to make something happen. Like, she got the whole New York behind her. Like, she was just on the East Coast at first. If you listen to some of her little interviews, they said she was the best female rapper in New York. Not on the West Coast, not on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was the best female rapper in New York. So, her city was behind her. It'd be the same way for any other female rapper that's dope as shit or that really got it if they had that backing. That's the hardest part. That's the hardest part. But I think she dope.
We gonna leave people sitting here marinating on what if all of DC would get behind Vivid. We hit the SSF, that was the last joint we heard. I think it's only appropriate that we follow up with Only Here to Hit. Cause you know, after you smoke, sip and fuck, you just gotta remind them that you only here to hit. So play on that.
She know that I'm only hit it. Yeah, she know.
Mario got your back.
Look, she know that the V is only hit it. So I asked her, could she get with it? She said, show enough, girl, do you know who you fucking with? I ain't met a motherfucker yet, did the dive, then I never called again. Then I said, that's only cause they ain't the veto. Then I
girl,
said,
you know that I will blow out your back like a hero.
Then I said,
I am that number one bitch, never ever a zero.
And
I know
said,
I'm the shit cause I'm mixed with that Virgo and Leo.
I'm like,
she know I'm only here to hit it. Oh, she know I'm only here to hit it. I'm like, eh, she know, cause I am only here to hit it. Oh, she know, I'm only here to hit it.
Shawty know that Vivid keeps that tracks door. I stay high cause I love to go low. She let me eat it with no say so. She say I treat it like it's paid for. She know I'm only here to hit it. Flip her over, beat it up in all types of positions. She say she will try every room, I let her to the kitchen. From my mouth to my fingers, I know I'm fucking up her kitten. Get it, girl. Look how it glisten, girl. Since I know that you with it, girl. There's no intermissions, girl.
Once it gets started, you know ain't no stopping the V. Ain't you never find nobody that do it like me. She know I'm only here to hit it. On her back to the living room, she scream right out of the kitchen. And as we bump and grind, she's on up her spine. Says she never had a sex marathon, it blowed her mind out. She like her up in the beat show. Told me to spark up, what she give me, the deep throat. Jaylen, on the grip of shorty, got the can't let go. That shawty came so hard, I made her let go. Oh, oh, oh. She know that I'm only here to hit it. She know that I'm only here to hit it. She know that I'm only here to hit it. Nobody does it like the V. Nobody fucking with the V. She know that I'm only hit it.
Bitch. Okay, yes, ma'am. You also got, also, like, it's hard to not be like, bitch, because I know you in real life. So, like, you know, that's like really what I would say after you said some shit like that. So, like, totally, I want to ask you about Vivid, like, the name Vivid, where that came from, what the inspiration was for that, what it means to you.
Okay, so Vivid was my last rap name, you know, my last and current rap name that I chose. To be honest with you, I don't even know how I even came up with it. But once I thought about, like, my style, you know, how I stand out, you know, like, I know my music could be stimulating to some people. And I try to make it dramatic so you can kind of, you know, picture what I'm talking about while I'm doing it. So I just think it represents me in a big way because I'm very versatile. Like, you pretty much could give me, and I don't give a fuck if it's country. I'm going to give you something tight for it. So, and I know it's going to stand out. So that's where I got the name Vivid from.
I bet. I bet. So we're going to tell you. You know, because you just said it. You give me anything. I don't give a fuck if it's country. And I'm going to go. So we're going to try you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a safe space. Ain't nobody going to pull up on you on the street. So you got a choice. Do you want a little slow classic instrumental? You're going to know the instrumental off break. I guarantee that. I put that on mother. You're going to know the joint off break.
I got you. I'm writing a song called that too.
I'm going to be in the background singing. I'm going to be in the background. For real, I can sing for real though. Why you trying? Listen, I ain't. Don't do it. Reconsider. Do you want to go slow for him, or you want to go fast for him?
Nah, you can kind of give me some fast. All right,
I'm
going to
give you
some
fast. But real quick, you going to be on Love and Hip Hop, Vivid? When they like Vivid, when they ask you, you going to do it?
Do what? If they do Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, you do Love and Hip Hop.
Hell yeah, I do Love and Hip Hop. I think I got enough shit for Love and Hip Hop.
You do, bitch.
Man, look, tell them to check out my page. I had that poly relationship going on and all that. I got it for them.
Good night. Good night, moon. And we gonna let this beat drop.
Get it how you want it. Hey.
Remember that joint? Everybody was a pusher.
Hey, he tight though. That nigga's the dopest.
What? Pusher T? But he was in a group, yo. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, he was. And I'm asking you to listen to that. He got bars for you.
That was not Pusher T. Don't do that. We keep on
that
going.
That was the clips. That was the clips, right?
Like, yeah, that was the clip. Like, everybody want to act like Master P wasn't with No Limit. Actually, No Limit was with Master P, but I'm just saying. Mystical, she murder, Mama Mia acts like, niggas just want to be forgetful. So I just like to come through, like, the little paper clip when you used to be typing your little papers and shit in high school.
Uh-huh.
You used to help. Yeah, just don't forget. Just like 50 Cent. You remember them niggas he used to run with?
G-Unit.
I'm just saying, but I bet with nobody else know.
That's like Destiny Child. Now nobody remember Kelly rolling the machine.
Listen. Kelly had a baby by a regular nigga. That's how you know. Look, we're not doing this. We're not doing this, okay? But we can because it's my motherfucking show. If you have a question for Vivid, we here, 646-787-8623. Please be respectful. We love y'all. I'm just saying. You got to be clear with folks.
Yeah, look. Artists be clapping back now. They can come with that bullshit if they want. Nobody got time for that shit.
So I want to ask you some just general questions. Just general, before we get into, like, some political stuff. If you could do, dead or alive, you could do a song. Nah, you can do three songs. Shit, why limit yourself? With three different artists, whatever genre, dead or alive, who you fucking with?
Who I pick? Mm-hmm. Missy Elliott. That's my favorite female artist. Missy Elliott. Kanye West. And the third one would have to be... Damn, I was just thinking about that. Drake. That's who I
picked. You gotta tell us why. But wait, before you, who was your second one? You said Missy Elliott, Kanye West, yes. So we gotta clarify. Do you mean crazy as shit Kanye or I'm conscious with my small book bag Kanye? There's a difference.
I'm talking about the black skinhead CD Kanye. What's his name? Yeezus. The Yeezus Kanye. Yeah.
Girl. Okay.
Yeah.
You're gonna need security. Jesus Kanye.
Because look, it's about the challenge though, to me. It's about the challenge. Like I could have, it's a lot of people that I could have picked, but when it comes to diverse and the challenge, yeah. Like you don't really hear too many people redoing a lot of Drake. Like trap soul shit or his real all the bitches and songs. Like it's about the challenge to me. If it ain't a challenge, I don't want to do it. It's the
that
only way you get better.
That makes sense. Well,
Missy Elliott, she the banger queen.
True.
Banger. Name a song she got that wasn't a banger. You can't. Everything she made was club. You bang it to it.
And your last one?
My last one, I already said something about Drake. Yeah, Drake, that's what I'm saying. Like, he, I don't give a fuck whether he write his shit or not. His shit dope. Niggas ain't stop buying it. And niggas ain't stop rocking to it either. And he be real. There be real situations. Sound like it to me.
That's true. I give you those. So I want to ask you this. A lot of conversation has been happening about what female rappers rap about, right? What they're saying when they rap. We've heard a few of your songs so far. And in the chat, they want to know, and it's come up, do you believe that lesbian rappers can be misogynist? Is that possible? Can you be misogynist as a woman yourself?
Yeah. Why would they think not? Why would they, you know, Like, why do they feel like it's, I mean, you know, so do they feel like it's not possible?
Well, no, it's been several viewpoints, and this is just piggybacking off, like, with lesbianism and how it's described. For example, you guys, you have a song yourself, we're going to talk about you, called I Only Came to Hit It. Is that sexual liberation or is it misogyny? Because personally, I'm going to keep it real. Femme privilege all day, every day. I also identify as a lesbian. I feel like it's not misogyny if somebody is telling you before they hit that that is the intention of hitting.
Because, okay, so listen. They took the song for what it was. It could have been role play. It could have been me and my girl role playing. It could have been anything. It didn't necessarily mean that I was coming to fucking roll out. But in real life, some people have that understanding. I don't want a relationship. I just think you got some good dick or some good head or whatever your gender is or whatever you prefer. That's what some people do, and it works for them. So, like, why do it have to be looked at in such a negative way? Because it's not. First of all, it's just music. And if you got a vivid imagination, you could go a lot of places with that. It don't necessarily mean I'm being a dog about it.
True indeed. I think I agree. I would have to say I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a song called Miss Keisha. The first time everybody hear, they think I'm talking about sex. So it's, I'm talking about me and another girl hitting a smoking weed together. So, yeah, like it. I don't know.
I said you gave them the deep side. That's heavy.
Yeah, like, sometimes shit is just for entertainment. It's somebody that's nasty that wanted to hear that. That probably boosted them to go home and spark their fire back in their relationship with their peoples or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, put somebody in the
lies.
Mood to want to fuck in the car or something. Like, anything. It don't got to be negative.
Oh, that's hilarious. Man, you like... Somebody might have just sparked their relationship.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm gonna fuck her in the kitchen, see how this go. You know what I'm saying?
Let me favorite this joint on SoundCloud and go home real quick. All right, fellas. Thank you for having me, guys. Poker night was great. I'm going to slide this vivid. Over to my girl's spot, but because you know she go to sleep when Love and Hip Hop go off. I'm just saying, you got to put it all together. You got to put it all together for the people. They don't be ready. Like,
yeah.
They don't be ready. So what kind of discipline goes into what you're doing? Like, people think, oh, I'm going, because you said, you know, staying consistent has definitely paid off. What does consistency look like in this field?
So, I am really an introvert. I'm a real to myself person. Like, I didn't rip around the street so much when I was younger. I'm a homebody now. So, I'm just really starting to get into my social media. And because I've been more active in my social media, I've gained more followers. I ain't bought near none. You know what I'm saying? I've been promoting my music, selling my CDs, and it's been working. I've been giving them different songs or snippets of different songs, you know, on my IG, my Snapchat, whatever the case may be. And, you know, normally the response I get be like, oh, I like that, or where I could get that at. It ain't out yet. It's going to be on my mixtape. So you got to build up the anticipation, but you also got to be worth a motherfucking time, too. Like, everybody want to do music. Everybody want to be the next big thing, all that. But everybody ain't got it. And since I feel like I got it, I've been pushing. I've been promoting. And I'm trying to build up a team, get my little fan base up so when I do shows, it could just start being my regular 5, 6, 7 people. That's all I'm working on.
You said, Young, you had me dying. You was like, some niggas ain't got it. I don't want this caller to hang up. So we got a caller. If your number ends in 2718, caller 2718, you live with Vivid. Say hello to the
hello.
People, Vivid.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
What up? What up? So,
good.
You good? You good?
I'm good. You good? Right.
I'm great. Yo, I'm great. I'm so excited to be just on the show, hearing y'all talk about just, you know, getting creative and stuff like that. So my question really is as another masculine center person who's also just, you know, out in the world trying to make it, trying to do things, do you find that it's difficult to connect with you know, masculine and identified people? Do you find that challenge? Because you know, I have in my work and in my life, I found it, you know, just to be a little iffy.
Hold on. Vivid has a Vivid listener base. I have to interrupt you because you're using all your SAT words. She want to know, do doms be hating like shit? Cause that is the question. Do you have dom friends? Can y'all be?
I've experienced that from time to time. Like, I do shows, and the motherfuckers stand there like my music don't crank and don't want to move. You know, like, I call them out sometimes. Be like, yes, you know, so it don't pay to clap. You know what I'm saying? It don't pay to nod your head. Like, it's going to be that everywhere you go, man. Everywhere you go, it's going to be that. It's going to be niggas that's hating. Oh, this dyke bitch thinks she talking about something. Like, you going to get all that. It don't matter where you go.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? It's go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I just said that's true, especially the part about, like, it's going to be dudes doing it too. Like, so it don't even, like, the end of the day.
I just did a show with my best friend, which is Kenilworth Katrina, and our shit was rocking. It was a nigga sitting on the sofa. Swear to God, the nigga ain't moved. Like, the nigga was looking at us like he wanted to whoop our ass for real. Swear on everything. Another motherfucker got up there that was cold garbage. That nigga almost jumped out the window. He was so psyched. Like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have to have tough skin in this shit. Because if you don't, you ain't made for it. Because shit ain't never going to be easy. Whether you got it or you try and get it, it's not going to be easy.
All right, Beth. Thank you. I look forward to supporting. I look forward to following you on social media and stuff like that, seeing the work.
I appreciate you. Hopefully we can do something. I'm available. I don't think I'm nobody yet. I'm still in D.C.
Hey, man. We out here.
Listen, girl. Oh, they want to be calling and shit. Black people always late. I'm just saying now they want to press one. They've been listening, like calling. We're going to see if we can get to another caller. If your number ends in, what is this, 2728, I think they'd be making up numbers once you come up. You're on the air. Hello?
I think they might have changed their mind.
They done hung up. Get y'all asses off these cricket phones. I just, like, I'm just saying.
Brent ain't all that good either, y'all.
Brent, Boost Mobile, and Cricket. Can we not? And I'm going to be real. Verizon be on some fuckboy shit, too. Because sometimes, like, my Uber be done left me because I let it go. But I'm just, there's no reason, like, you call and you listen. I'm not doing this with people's children today. So let me ask you this. Once you do make it, once you do get out of D.C., what do you want to change in the industry at large? Like, what is your game changer? What do you want to be known for, like, doing away? Cameron let niggas wear the pink. Mace was out here with the minks and, the, you know, the wavy, you know, Caesar jump.
Right.
What are you giving the people?
So my motto is just, however you want to look at it, female, women, whatever. Bitches got balls, too, how I look at it. But I promise you, I don't even care about none of that. Pink, roller wraps, I ain't trying to make nobody do shit. This is my goal. If I get out of here and make it out of here, on my mother, I'm coming back for these kids, son. I swear to God, like, my whole mission is to help these kids out here. These kids is fucked up. That's all I'm worried about. I don't care about nothing else, like nothing else. I make it out of here, get my little bread, you know, get the people on my side. I'm doing all this shit for these kids. Like, these kids need love. They need somebody to show them that following ain't it. You got to be your own person. You got to learn to be a leader. Like, all that. That's all I'm worried about. I want them to know me for that, helping out these kids and helping them do something with themselves.
Definitely, man. You should check out the Future Foundation. They do a lot of dope shit. And every Tuesday
yeah,
and
can
Thursday.
Add me in that or something?
Yes, yes. They have, they have writing groups and everything. So you can just sit and write with the babies and shit.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, I came from a good family, but I ain't had the support. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I was a good kid for real for the most part. So my mother was just worried about I wasn't getting on her motherfucking nerves and acting up in school. I did that, and I still ain't get, you know, or I still wasn't. I always felt like I wasn't good enough, you know what I'm saying, for my parent or whatever, because it was always a reason why I couldn't get something when I felt like I earned it. And a lot of kids go astray from that shit, you know what I'm saying? So I want to try to prevent that with other kids as much as possible. Somebody love y'all out here.
That's true. That's true. And that's because, you know, rent be too damn high. They don't want to pay nobody shit. Like, as you get older, you see that, but consistently trying your best and feeling like you're meeting a brick wall, that's definitely, you know, deflating to up-and-coming personas and personalities. If you could, I wanted, you know, we played a few tracks from the album, but for the folks who they just now listening because they late to the party or, you know, any of those things, you know how people be, what's the vibe you want them to get from Vivid at Large and the Half Daughter Half Son project specifically?
So I just want them to understand that the talent of making good music isn't just with the dominant side of the industry, which is the males. Like, I want them to understand that they could chill, turn up, be litty, make it a lituation, whatever they want to do to my music as well. I try to make music that people can relate to. So some way, form, or fashion, you're going to relate to one of them songs. And I also try to make my mixtape where you don't really have a favorite song because all of them are your favorite songs. So that's what I set out for.
And also, just because we really didn't get into this, what does it take, you know, I'm on my garage band, I think I'm the next, I'm about to do it, I'm about to kill the game, right? What does it really take to get to the point to be ready for release? What was that like on the back end? Because folks like, I got this Photoshop. I'm going to make this album color and I'm going to get it. What did it look like on the back end?
It is. It's time consuming. It's expensive. And it got to be what you really want. Like, I've been working on this album, on this mixtape, forever. I've been saying, you had to have something coming out this, that, and third. Girl, ain't had shit ready. Nothing. It just sounded good. You know what I'm saying? So it took me to really, I had to write that shit down and scratch it off one by one. And as I seen me getting somewhere, it made me want to do more. It made me want to put more into it. It made me want to, you know, as soon as I got off work, I came straight home. All that extra shit, nah, I was trying to come home and make sure this was right. I wanted it to be right. I wanted, you know, I didn't want it to end up being a waste of time. I didn't want it to be rushed or none of that. So I'm very pleased with this mixtape as a whole because I think I put my all into it. I ain't even going to say I think. I know I put my all into it. And the next one that's coming is going to be even better.
Ooh. And the songs that and the songs that you didn't put on the mixtape, was it like, oh, I don't like this shit, it ain't gonna go on there, or was it kind of a tug of war with your heart for what you were going to give the people?
It was kind of a tug of war, and also I thought ahead, like I thought, well, I'm gonna get them this now. And then I use this shit for the next mixtape. So I'm working on my second and third mixtape now at the same time because I got so much shit, you know, that this next one going to be like a grown, sexy, smoking, chill, ride to type mixtape. It's going to be it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. Like, it's going to be all chill shit. Then my next one going to be like, I want to do an all cover song one with just all cover songs. Then I want to do something nobody done. I want to do a whole mixtape with all Beyonce beats. Ain't nobody doing that. I got to find my way to stand out on my own. And ain't nobody doing that. They scared of that.
I got to text you because that recovery joint is coming out. But I'm just doing poetry. So I ain't doing too much on them. Where I just took some of my favorite covers and it's just poetry. So we might have to touch base on that, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because that's definitely, I was like, y'all done made some songs like you was watching my life. So let me just add my two cents.
And I also cut down calls because I got my own studio. So I invested in my own equipment. Made sure it was industry standard, so when I send out shit, they'll be able to get it and use it and do what they need to do with it. So I don't have to pay for studio time. I mean, I pay for it by paying for my equipment, but I can record whenever I want. Wake up out of my sleep 1 o'clock in the morning, all that.
Was that rooted in bad experiences in the studio?
No. It was just convenient. And like I said, when I first started out, it was just something to do. So that's what me and my friends did. Like everybody had their own little setup. And as you got more into it and wanted better quality sound, you just invested in more stuff. Like I still kind of got the bare minimum shit. You know, I got nice speakers and all that, Pro Tools, all that. But when I sent it out, it sounded out. It was never even recorded in my dining room by the patio. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah.
I love the grit that comes with it. Like, I was on my patio. I had to because I had to let the weed smell out because I was dog sitting somebody's dog because I do it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is everything to me. I love it. Seriously, though, but you always been that. You always been the same person, and I love and I appreciate that. Cause, like, everybody's rapping now. Everybody's rapping. But, like, you've always been the same person in real life. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
That's what makes me feel good. That's what humble me about it. And that's what make me enjoy it. Because 99% of the people who listen to my music that know me personally know pretty much everything I rap about is true. Like, it's no bullshit. It's no, you know, some shit sound good just because it sound good, so you say it, but majority of my music that I make, you know, got a meaning to it, and it's some real shit, even Stan. Stan real. Forget. Both them verses was something I experienced.
I never forget when you laugh me out because I ain't know how to roll no backward. Like, you, like, straight was like, bitch, you from Southeast and you don't know how to roll no backward? Like, wait. But the fucked up part was she pointed at me and laughed. Like the nigga on The Simpsons when he used to hit the hand. Like, you. And leaned all the way back on me and was like crying, laughing. No, that shit was hurtful. And I just want you to know, I'll never forget that shit. And I roll Struggle Wood right now, you know.
And you
got to
get them Black Cherry Game Leaf, the best.
I don't like them damn, you be on that because it burns slow, sis. Fuck that shit. I'm still trying to leave. Like,
them Black Cherry Game Leaf, everything.
Nobody can smoke with Vivid, but that's another show. You gonna come back and fuck with us in April for 420? You can come back before then, but I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, I come back whenever you want.
Definitely. Shit, for real, we got a whole network. You can have your own show if you want. We got a whole network. It's 7 days in a week. It's a thing we can do. I'm just saying, it can be done. But we want to play this.
Talk about it.
Let.
we want, they got management shit now, so I gotta have her people call my people so people can be people. Just be like that.
Yeah, shout out to my manager too, Big Son.
We're gonna close out with Lord Knows, off of Half Door to Half Son. But before we play that, I'm about to make her answer that call on speakerphone on the show. Now, before we do that, please tell the people how they can stay following you everywhere. Everywhere?
I'm very active on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Vivid30. My SoundCloud is Vivid Districts Misfit. My Facebook is Vivid Half Daughter Half Son with half spelled out HALF. And my Twitter is Vivid, the number 8, the letter O, and the letter H. So check me out on all those sites.
Please, because support is free. Get the mixtape. Tell a friend.
I appreciate it, y'all.
Give it out for Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus. You be like,
and I also accept, like, if y'all got an instrumental or something y'all think y'all want to hear me do, like, just request it. I'll make it happen for y'all.
Also, right, like, the single thirsty bitches that once you come to the club with them, can they book you? Because, I mean, it has yet to be said whether or, I'm just saying, can they book you? If they be like, I want to see Vivid at the speed dating spot or, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Can they talk to your management? You be in the building off that motherfucking SSF. Like, would you do that?
All
that
day.
Okay.
Yeah, I would get in my management team. I am Vivid30@gmail.com.
You
got to
let them know.
Everything.
Will
we,
you do everybody pride?
Everything.
They want you come to Atlanta Pride. They want you at Raleigh Pride. Will you step out for them? I just want to clarify.
Yeah, I'm going to be available, suited and booted. With all
you
bangers.
K&G? You going to have a K&G Steve Harvey suit on? Don't
you
do
know
this.
It.
Don't do this. I'm done.
With the newest Jordans, though. I'm going to have it with the newest Jordans and shit.
You going to put that Crown Royal joint the Bama had on at the MGM. Man. Oh, but 1 second. Before we play this track, I am disappointed in you, Prince George's County, for the bullshit that was the opening of the MGM Grand. I did not attend. I had real niggerous problems to deal with. But these fools in these Crown Royal two pieces, I know you saw it, Vivid. These fools that want to break out fighting, the minute they don't let you in there, you're going to be mad. But you ain't even give it, like, 3 months, though. So
how much you want to bet they was from Southeast?
Listen, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. I bet you everything. I bet you everything that they may have been born in Southeast, but they were some damas who have been displaced, live out Waldorf. You know what I'm saying? was wrecking off some old beef. Like, man, we ain't even doing this. We going to play Lord Knows by Vivid. These bamas went viral.
It was definitely embarrassing. Definitely.
I'm not doing it. But y'all set us back. That's the type of shit that got Trump to win. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just want to be real on the one mic stand with Simply Nate. Please tell a friend. We here every Sunday. Where do you stand, man? Support is free. We're going to close it out with Lord Knows.
If our music was a nigga's savior, show me another way other than being on the bottom. Lord knows, nigga, 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 Lord knows.
Lord knows that I'm that bitch. Had a dream, me told me to kill this shit. Almost gave up my dreams like fuck that shit. I look myself in the mirror like fuck that bitch. You the case too far for you to say you quit. Niggas love my music, that bitch is singing that shit. They hear the beat and I lose it, I let it out with the pen. Smile on the outside, but I'm down with it. Sometimes I look at my life, wish I could start it again. Then I look at your life and see I'm close to a win, close to a victory, nigga. You you know the champions here. Keep them trophies, my nigga, that ain't the reason I'm here. They say just cause we gay and we little with J's, our music ain't good enough for them to play with this bullshit. I am, my speakers today, and most of you rap niggas already gay. I've been in that jail for selling and buying. My whole squad got bars, all bitches, no lying. We get one foot in and we ruling like lions. We head at the top of the mountain like lions. Claiming this shit, so I'm aiming this shit at whoever that think they could play with this bitch. Don't get it fucked up, bro. I'll bet your bucks that I can't get your chick to come lay with this bitch. Shout out the young inmate for grinding this shit. I swear they gon' see us and we just gon' be us and light up the path for the great ones before us and salute the breeze for that empire shit. It's some lanes in this game, I ain't saying no names, cause that's not my reason for writing this shit. Most of you rap niggas ugly as fucking, I get penalized for being a like bitch. I'm swerving through lanes, making my name and cutting your path of your music some shit. This is what you rap niggas music some shit. I'm a bug on the break in the industry. Down the road, you're already dead, so turn around your car and go home. I'm cocky as fuck, and one thing I learned from my pops is you either go hard or go home. Since I go hard and I proved it, and all of these bars make me eager, I'm not going home, and I'm keeping my dab. Fuck it, I've done that shit down, I'm not changing, I'm keeping my swag. Nigga. You know that nigga grew up in the 80s. When that crack epidemic was hitting the cities like crazy. Hip hop music was a nigga savior. Show me another way other than being on the bottom. Lord knows. Nigga, 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 Lord knows. These niggas couldn't rap if the mic be on. They tryna keep us out the game like dice be gone. And all my bitches, man, they bars be on. Go off when it's time like carve along. Every time I'm in that booth, it's like when I perform. Get ready to give 50K when I'm the y'all. Think the y'all think it's a game, so the world's ignoring. What the hell you think the guy gave us a time to fall? Lift up my gloves, cause we ready to get our boxes on. Don't broth, no panties, all boxes on. I write my own lines, I was right as dawn. Say drippin' money, keep my hands in my pockets warm. Bitches taking other bitches and what I be doing. But I can get too fucked by what y'all be doing. Don't get the chill, twist and still get my poppin' on. All black, Glock 40 and a clip be long. And the mask be up, so I can greet y'all haters. Make it so your families won't see y'all later. Whether they let us in the nap, man, we gon' make it. They tryna keep us on the side, look like we ain't players. I just be off my dab. I don't think that I'm a man, I got a pussy. Trust me, my bitch is bad, and my music don't do the math.
Pussy.
How come we can't get a chance? Cause we don't show titties and ass. I swear that this shit is sad. That's just talent thrown in the trash. Like we garbage, I'm here to pay homage to all of my female MCs while my squad resurrecting the queen. Please name a bitch that is killing the game besides Nicki, you can't, and that's just what I mean. I know it's some room in this bitch for me and my whole team. Don't make us but rush if you know what I mean. Walking the Grammys and snatch up the mic, make the band play our mixtape, perform the whole thing. Pussy.
You know that if you grew up in the 80s. When that crack epidemic was hitting the cities like crazy. Hip hop music was a nigga savior. Show me another way other than being on the bottom. Lord knows.